No!
No! No!
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to No Sir, I Don't Like It, episode 57. I am Carmen Morales, one of your hosts, the other host.
Hi.
My uncle. Hey, Brian. Say What's hi to happening? Everybody. There you go. We did it.
Yep. Introed.
Intro to
We're
the
podcast.
We're
doing this podcast with a picture that Carmen took of me in Atlanta with my friend Anthony, and I am a fat fuck.
I'm a drunk, lecherous
fat fuck. It looks like if Anthony wasn't holding me up, I would just fall over in a street.
It's because I think I took the picture right when you were blinking, so it's like half. They're like
every
fluttering.
Picture throughout my life, my parents. It's the bane of every family photo is that I just look like I'm high.
Really?
Especially when I was a kid, because I was a sober kid. I was like a straight edge kid, so I was never high. But in every photo,
really?
Yeah.
Every picture you've ever posted, like a throwback photo of you, you do look like you're fucked out
straight
of your mind.
Straight edge.
Really?
Straight edge.
Wow. So when did you start? When did you ever start dabbling in the these?
To get kicked out of the army. That's how I started.
That was it. You were like, you know what? I've been against drugs my whole life, but now I need your help.
Yeah, because I wanted to fill a
Dude,
pistol.
That would be a really funny cartoon where you're like, look, guys, and you're talking to all the drugs sitting around you. Look, guys,
the
armory is fucked. Okay?
The armory.
The armory. The armory is horrible. You gotta get me out of the armory.
Yeah, no, I wanted to fail a piss test. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I ever smoked weed. I smoked weed. I put on a King Crimson record because I was older. I got to really cultivate the experience. I sat in a chair in the army, in the barracks, rather. Uh-huh. And
How'd you get the weed? Because
my friend Kenny was the most. I mean, all my friends in high school got fucked up.
Right.
Much, so.
But you were in the army. So this was like.
I was stationed in Georgia. So my high school friends were just over there. I was in Augusta, Georgia. They were in Atlanta. It's a 2-hour drive. So, but yeah, my friend Kenny, who was just the most hilarious pothead.
Yeah.
One time I
like
caught,
a stereotype. That
yeah.
Kind
one
of
time
funny?
He was on acid and I caught him fucking a Homer Simpson slipper. Like where you put the foot
what
in.
What did he think it was?
He probably thought it was a Homer Simpson slipper. He just probably thought it felt so good.
I would have expected that on ecstasy, but not on acid.
Everything he did was just like in his. Imagine if being John Malkovich was made, but you're.
It was about Butthead.
But Butthead was crawling inside this guy, Kenny's head. Because it wasn't like he was naturally Butthead. It was like there was another person controlling him that'd be like, wouldn't it be funny if I used this body to fuck this Homer Simpson slipper? Because he would like giggle at everything he was doing as if it wasn't him doing it.
Right, as if he was like, yeah, oh, yeah. If I was watching this right now, I would be so funny.
Yeah, exactly. Just, fucking Homer Simpson. I'm on acid, fucking Homer Simpson. This rules. But
like he's doing stuff just to make a Mad Lib sentence true. Like one time
basically.
I was on blank.
But he never remembered anything.
Blank.
Yeah, so I got weed from him and I put on King Crimson in the court.
So
of
you
the
could get
King.
Kicked out just for I guess that explains why
it was a long time ago.
You could get kicked out just for weed. I guess that makes a lot of sense because the Marine guy that I did, he would always do harder drugs because it was out of your system faster.
Yeah. That's like
whenever they were on leave.
They did it in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, dude. So I got the first time I smoked weed, I got so fucking high that when I was sitting in like a kind of in a chair that resembled Martin Crane, the dad in Frasier's chair. Remember that nasty chair with the duct tape? I had like a chair like that in my barracks. This like old, what do you call that? What do you call a chair like that?
A lazy boy.
Yeah, like a lazy boy. And I'm sitting in it, and I put the record on, and I put my arms on each arm of the lazy boy, and I smoke the weed in the barrack, and I get very high, and as I lift my arm off the arm of the chair, it looks like my pieces of my arm are still sticking to the chair. Like
but
I'm,
it was just the foam of the chair?
It was nothing. I was full on hallucinating from weed. It's never again did I ever experience that.
See, the first time I ever smoked pot, I got, it was almost like I was drunk. Like I had a hard time walking and stuff like that. And I had to go to,
I can still get like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I had like, and I did it right after school, and I had like play rehearsal in like 2 hours or something. And I was so fucked up for play rehearsal. And luckily my old drama teacher had come, like one that I knew, cause like we went through like a gauntlet of drama teachers. Like they would just quit after a year or 2 years.
Seems right.
Yeah.
Dramatic people.
I just can't do this anymore. Well, my old one, the one that I liked, and the new one, cause she was more of like actually like trying to teach us stuff and we were not having it.
Right.
He was there, and I told him, I was like, dude, I just smoked pot for the first time. Cause he wasn't my teacher anymore. So I could be honest with him. And I used to talk to him about drugs all the time. And right. He was just like, do you do all these drugs? I was like, no, I'm conducting research about which drugs I would be interested in doing. Like I was being a real nerd about it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And,
conducting research. I just slapped you in the face. He said that to me.
Well, he couldn't. He was my teacher at the time. So, and then luckily the teacher came in and she was like, today I don't want you guys to do anything that's in the script. And I was like, oh, thank God, because I wouldn't have been completely incapable.
Right.
And she told us she wanted us to do some, like, you know, the weirdest, most like just fucked up things that we could possibly, not fucked up, but like strangest things that we could, that our character would do, blah, blah, blah. So it's, I was really just scary. So I was just throwing shit across the room. It was the time of my life, and I didn't get in trouble or caught or anything like that, just because luckily I had a real strict but hippie teacher teaching us drama.
But hippie.
Mm-hmm.
But hippie.
But she was a butt hippie.
Her butt was where her butt had corduroy.
But I did it because I was trying to impress this dude named Spike. What was his name?
Spike?
Yeah, his shaved head, white kid.
Does he produce that black show at the Improv now?
Nope.
What's that black show at the Improv? Mo Better Mondays, produced by Big Spike.
Yeah, no, different guy.
Mm, that's a shame.
He was just this burnout kid. He wore those ball necklaces, one of those.
Oh, the ball bearings?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck. I didn't do theater.
I did. I liked it. It was like, it was weird because I also played golf at the same time. So it was like, everybody was like, those are two things that you never see in the same person.
I would picture in Florida, though. It's just like golf is just like playing football in Georgia.
Not really, dude. I was the only chick. I played with
it's
all
like a
dudes.
Guaranteed scholarship.
I mean, I guess I could have, if I would have tried to go to like a smaller, maybe like a private college, I could have qualified.
You're so small. You can never really get a good drive, I bet.
That's not true. I outdrove the dudes.
Mm.
Because I was short, but I had a lot of torque. So so I could, like, I would play golf with the adults, and they would play, we'd play like scramble tournaments, and they would always end up using my drive, because since I was a lady, I had to use the closest tees, and
blues,
I could still,
right?
Outdrive. No, the reds were for us. The blues were in the back. Those were the tips. And I would outdrive all of them, because I still had a crusher. I would drive, you know, close to 300.
Nuh-uh.
But I did. I was like 275.
What?
Yeah. And I wasn't even using a driver. I was using a three wood because I couldn't, like, my folks
the
couldn't
only
afford
way
a driver.
I could imagine you driving a ball 300 yards is if you laid down and screamed at the ball. And then it just flew off the tee for 300. Nah! It just goes flying. And 4,000 birds fly out of trees.
But yeah, I used to consistently hit it like 250 to 275.
Wow.
I was really pretty off the tee. My short game was actually, my short game was pretty good too, because my uncle made me practice. But it was like, the thing that sucked was like my approach shots. I would also try to pull off shit that you would need to be a better golfer to be able to pull off.
Sure.
Be able to be like more concise.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. I do that in comedy all the time.
Yeah.
This next bit is about two homosexual men with Down syndrome getting married.
Okay. You mentioned that phrase to me before, and I said, let's save it for the podcast.
Homosexual men with Down syndrome.
Tell me what happened. How did that sentence come to be?
Okay. So the thing is this, it sounds so ridiculous that it doesn't sound true, which I need people to know it's true to go with me, because it's not funny to make up two homosexuals with Down syndrome getting married. It sounds like an old fucking rabbi joke.
Yeah, is this from like 94? Yeah,
no, like 44. It sounds like Milton Berle wrote this joke. But so here's what happened. I still cater, and I was catering a wedding. And I walked into the wedding, and lo and behold, it was being filmed for a TV show called Born This Way or mm-hmm. Born Like This or mm-hmm. something. And it's a show that follows seven people with Down syndrome navigating life. And so two of the people in the show were getting married. And I walked in and I saw the situation. I saw what was happening.
So you had no idea when you got to work. You had no idea what that was. No, you just showed up.
I saw a film crew and I was like, oh, what's going on tonight? There's a film crew here, which is not completely abnormal. Mm-hmm. It's normal that we have television shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, have you seen that show Born Like This or whatever? And I was like, no, what is it? And they go, it's a show about like seven people with Down syndrome. And two of them are getting married. And I was like, fuck. You're kidding me. Like, no. I was like, the people getting married are gay guys with Down syndrome. And they said, yes. And I was like, do you know what this means? I was like, this means that I'm going to. The jokes are already piling up in my head, like so fast.
As they said that, like you can.
Yeah.
This just in. Yeah.
It's like a jackpot, just pouring out money out of a slot machine, but it's money I can't fucking spend.
Bing, bing, bing,
it's like
bing, bing,
it's like
bing,
money for fucking Peru, you know? Like I can't. So I'm like, all the jokes are piling up, and I was like, I'm gonna have to go up in front of hundreds, if not thousands, of people over time. And make fun of this, and nobody's gonna like it. But I have to, because I can't just sit with that
also,
in my head.
It happened in your life now.
It really happened.
Yeah, it's just like if you see, it's just the classic, dude. You're never gonna believe what just happened.
Yes.
And that happened.
I texted my friend Emma, and she's like my best friend. She's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if I could tell if they were gay by the way they talked.
Like she if they like, had a lisp or gay, something?
You know, this, hey guys, yeah, you know, this lisp. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, actually the Down syndrome lisp is the more prominent of the lisps.
I actually never even thought about there being variations of lisps. I guess
there's the big tongue one. There's the gay one.
This one.
That's the palate. I feel like that's more has to do with your palate.
This is just fucked up palate.
Yeah, this is, hey, I'm really good at chemistry.
And then there's the one that's in the front.
Hey, girls. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Thuffer and Thuckateth.
Oh, the TH. I always forget about that one. Yeah.
There's many lisps. The Down syndrome one being the least make fun of one.
Right.
But the whole wedding was a sideshow because it was fucking for TV. And I
that's the thing is you would get shit for making jokes about a thing that you experienced. But what's fucked up is they're televising that.
That's the moral high ground to the bit. So I came up with all these jokes first. And then I had all these insensitive jokes. And the payoff or not the payoff, but my defense in court and in the court of political correctness is I'm just going up in front of 50 people in a dark room saying these jokes. A&E spent thousands and thousands. The only reason I'm at work today is because A&E spent thousands and thousands of dollars to televise this. And there is no way. I'm sure there's a lot of great people. A lot of moms for sure. Who teach special ed who probably really get a lot out of that show
mm-hmm.
to see people entering society and making something, some kind of life despite their situation. But that ain't the majority of the people watching it.
No.
Most people watching it are like, honey, look at this. She's looking right there to get married. Holy shit.
I know.
Like, look
can
at
you
them.
Believe
the
this?
This country's insane. Like, and it is. It kind of is insane.
Well,
I asked my friend, too. I asked my friend. I was like, can this is 100% true. I asked a friend of mine, a coworker. I was like, I know they can't have children because they're guys. Mm-hmm. But can a male and female couple with Down syndrome have kids? And she goes, no, they're like mules.
What?
Because mules can't have kids. The science behind that is mules have an odd number of chromosomes, and people with an odd number or animals with an odd number of chromosomes can't reproduce. I Googled it. And
oh, so you fact checked? She wasn't just being a dick. She fact checked. Like,
well, she was there being a dick and kind of right.
Right. Okay. Okay. Like, is that true or not? Like, I'm ignorant.
So
to it. I don't have.
So there's no evidence. Here's a nasty thing. There's no evidence of according to one Google search I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any thorough research, so this might be completely wrong.
Okay.
But what I found is that there's no evidence of a man with Down syndrome procreating, uh-huh. but it's 50-50. With a woman, which I don't understand. But the only way they know that is if there's no evidence of a man with Down syndrome procreating and there is evidence of a woman with Down syndrome procreating, that means a non-Down syndrome man is ejaculating into a Down syndrome woman.
Right.
Which is just wrong.
Why? What if he loves her?
It's wrong. They can't relate. That's...
So it's... It would have to be. Would that have to be rape then?
I don't want to throw that word out there mm-hmm. because.
But there's no way it's consensual then, if that's the case, right?
It's okay. This is really tricky. That,
well, it is tricky
because I don't know.
I don't know either. But if that's the case, if it would be,
I'm starting to think that we talked about a little bit about something like this in like episode 3 or 4.
It was 4 with Al Jackson.
Al Jackson.
We talked about like if it was okay or not. Because there were
this exact situation.
It wasn't anything like this. It was they were talking about guys in the neighborhood that would go hang out with the slow girl in the neighborhood, and they would end up like,
right?
Yeah, they would end up fucking, which is fucked up because again, you don't know, you don't, right. We don't know, and it's what's funny is it's been a whole year and we still haven't found out that information. Like, because if that's the case, if it's then why would they even be interested in getting married if they're. If it's not like...
Because there's a fucking TV producer hovering over them.
Like, yo, you think they were like fucking enticing them to do something like that?
I don't... Okay, I gotta admit, I mean...
I mean, reality
I'm
TV.
More than happy to make fun of it. I know that I'm stuttering right now, so it sounds like I'm being like trepidatious or whatever. Mm. Or like I'm being... It's not that.
It's just more... to me, it's
a just
more,
I don't know.
I don't know either. We're both talking out of our ass and yeah. Making ourselves uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable.
We're
I just don't know. I'm as calm as cool as a cucumber right now.
I'm a kitty. I'm a kitty.
Like, here's what I don't know. I'm not too familiar. I've had a few experiences with kids with Down syndrome. Craig Chadbourne licked me in the face one time, mm-hmm. Held me up against a wall. But like, I don't know if they are developmentally stunted to the point where they have the mind of like a 12-year-old. So it's like. Are they not sexually activated? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so that if somebody who is sexually activated is or is sexually mature is engaging with a person who has Down syndrome.
If it's not predatory.
I don't know if these dudes wanted to get married or if a producer urged them or if it's easy to convince them like, hey, just so you know, you're in love with that guy. Oh, I shouldn't do a voice, but like, oh, I'm in love with this guy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. I will say that in order for scientists to know the reproductive situation with women with Down syndrome means they had enough women who
had enough cases, to conduct any kind of research on it. So it's
also can we talk real quick though?
Sure.
Let's just be naive and assume that these two guys actually did fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how much pressure it is on a first date for two homosexual men with Down syndrome?
I mean, just based on numbers alone,
it's like, got to be like in their mind, they must be thinking this has to fucking work. This has to fucking work. There is just no more of you. You better not suck.
If you don't like me, then you don't like you.
I got good news and bad news. I met another one like me, but I hate him.
It's the whole last person on earth thing, and the other
exactly.
person is just the worst. Oh.
It's like minimum, this better end in a bitter dispute, like a 25-year divorce. That's the mm-hmm. best, that's the minimum, that's the worst case scenario. We better have at least 25 years of marriage. Also, what would a bitter divorce between them look like? Like, you mean like what would the settlement?
What
be?
Would they fight over?
Clunky white shoes and looking crayons.
Oh my goodness!
I want all the burnt sienna crayons. You know I love burnt sienna. I like burnt sienna. Well, yeah, I don't. There's a lot I don't get about it, and I'd prefer to not look into it because I feel like a lot of this stuff I'd probably find some really dark information out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, there's tons of sadness around this, dude.
Bill Burr said the funniest thing I've ever heard about watching, like, remember Faces of Death and all that shit? I was listening to an old interview and he was on there and he said, I feel like your soul is like a television screen. And you know how television screens, you know, this is kind of an old way of explaining it, have the pixels. The resolution is in pixels. Yeah. He goes, and every time you see something like Faces of Death, you lose a pixel of your soul. Until it just like fucking dissipates into nothing. And I think that's like what, like, I've fallen down some internet rabbit holes where I'm like, I definitely lost a piece of my soul.
For sure. We've talked about that. That's why I like not knowing everything. There is a level of ignorance that is bliss.
Right. And I don't know how they collected all that data, but also it's just so funny. They're like mules.
Yeah, that's a really like, fucked up way to describe it.
But it's not wrong, and I love people like that. Like, I want more. I love having people like that in my life who just say, it's because I love how because I do, that's me. I do that all the time where I say something that factually is based in something correct, but it's just put in the wrong words, but only because we're sensitive.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with what she said. It's just two different living species with an odd number of chromosomes, which is totally fair to compare.
I know.
But calling a man with Down syndrome a mule sounds so fucking rude.
It does.
They're like mules. Oh, they'll truck all my stuff up the Andes.
Is that their strong joke? Is that what that is?
Oh, they'll ground up. They'll pull a stone wheel and ground my agave so that I can have tequila. Is that what you, they are strong, and apparently they're all hung like fucking, you know, baby's arm.
That's
holding
where
an
the
apple.
Extra chromosome goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've
never heard a comedian talk about that either.
About
people with Down syndrome having a huge penis. Are you kidding me? There's like 100 bits about that. 100,
that's why I was like, wait, what? You've never heard that?
Yeah. No, I've heard it all.
It's weird though, because I feel like I'm really torn about a lot of these shows, because there's another one like Little People Big World and the Little People with the Dogs and shit like that. And
People with the Dogs?
There's another show that's about little people.
We're going to put a midget and raise him in a pack of wolves.
It's like a little people that are, no, that they're raising pit bulls. That's what they do. It's like a reality show.
What?
About, yeah, this
midgets
couple.
Raising pit bulls is a show.
Yeah, it's little.
Do you know how hard Sammy Davis Jr. worked to get on television? He had to learn how to dance like nobody else. He had to sing. He had to break through a color barrier.
And a Jewish barrier.
Well, no.
And he was cockeyed.
He was in show business.
And he had a white wife.
He wasn't cockeyed. He was one-eyed. It's different. He had to fucking, the shit he had, and he probably fought in World War II, I'm assuming. They all did.
And all of his friends used to call him a jockey boy on television.
Is that racist? What does jockey mean, jockey boy?
Yeah, those were the little statues. They were, you know, the little short dude that was black.
Like the little racist.
Yeah.
That with the white around
the lips. They would hold the, I guess, it used to be like a lantern or something. Like, I don't remember what it was. It was the equivalent of like a lawn gnome. But they used to call him like a jockey because he was so short.
Right.
And he was, yeah.
The work he put in to just get a little bit of television time. And now you're like, we got a midget raising pit bulls. Put it on TV. Get him a deal now.
Well, it's almost like,
and that I can't get 2 seconds on television. Get out of here.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like it's networks being diverse on purpose. Like, oh, these people should have a show too.
No, like, it's a freak show. It's just a modern freak show.
It's because that's what
it's
I'm saying.
Circus
it's completely like it's a mockery of these people.
Even if it isn't. It is because of the audience. That's why, like, that's the argument on the PC side where it's like that has a little bit of logic. Where it's like, okay, you're telling these jokes. We know where you're coming from. You're coming. You tell this Muslim joke or whatever, and you're being sarcastic and you're making fun of people who think like that. But your audience doesn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like, whether or not you want to give that credence, there is that going on with the midget. Like, even if everybody in the network's like, so beautiful, all these midgets are raising these pit bulls. I just, it's so strong and fantastic. I mean, the pit bull raising industry has been dominated by tall people. This is fan. If that was the agenda of the whole network, it doesn't change the fact that some asshole like me is watching it in a hotel in Albany, Georgia, being like, holy shit, these midgets are raising pit bulls. That's hilarious. Like, you can't change that.
It's fucked up. I think it's fucked because it's there. There's no way for me to not think that it's exploitive.
Yeah, and but then they deserve to get on TV. I mean, that's the thing. And that's everything the thing is, that's on TV like, is exploitive.
It's
back and forth.
Like, it's, yeah.
Like, I might do the Comedy Central Roast Battle show, and the thing that's driving me crazy is thinking about the fact that somebody might make a joke about something that happened in my family, and it will really, my family is now in the line of fire. I'm exploiting my family just so that I can fucking headline Barmageddon in Tulare, California. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, there's no dignity in any of it. So.
Right.
But then again, I can get a little bit dignity in the fucking cafe, and the midget can't get dignity anywhere. So it's extra exploitive.
Yeah.
Can't even get dignity in that sentence. I called him a midget.
You've also said it like 19 times.
Brad Williams says dwarf.
Yeah.
Exclusively?
Because it's dwarfism.
That's different from, is there midgetism?
No. I think there, it's, little person was supposed to replace midget. Midget was supposed to be the derogatory term.
And dwarfs and midgets are two different things.
Dwarf, yeah, is a small, it's a shorter height.
Oh, so it's like extra special?
I think it's below 4'9 to a certain point is a little person, and then it, below that is dwarfism. That's a dwarf.
Oh, is Peter Dinklage a dwarf or is he a midget?
I don't know. I don't know how tall he is.
Because I saw a picture of him with Brad Williams and he said two dwarfs, but I didn't know.
I mean, if they're about, were they about the same height?
How is dwarf not ruder than midget? I don't get it. Dwarf.
I think because it derives from dwarfism, yes, which is.
But dwarf appears in science fiction so much.
It's the opposite.
I picture a guy with two braids coming out of his beard with a little axe, like a bat or a mace.
Well, I mean, giants were made the same way. It's giantism. Like those are the opposites.
Yeah.
Midget was the one that was thrown never in later on.
Yeah, but nobody said midget in Lord of the Rings. You know what I mean? It's never been like a funny little fantasy character that, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right, because dwarf is a real term. They weren't using derogatory. They weren't calling him a midget because that's a thing that we came up with.
Yeah, but dwarfs are like a different race. They're not human in Lord of the Rings.
In another world. But I know. We're talking that's about my in point. Our world.
But my point is that the
giants
word.
Giants were in another world too, so we're fucking Pegasus.
Yeah, but nobody's insulted by being called a giant. It just means you can dunk and you have a huge dong. Like, what I'm saying,
that's not always true. That's not always necessarily true.
It doesn't
true.
Matter. If you're a giant with a small dick, it's still a big dick. If you're a regular person getting filled with it. You know what I mean? Like, Shaq,
still assuming
Shaq allegedly has, like, not a crazy big dick.
But you're also, but it's still probably it's 13 inches. And you don't know that.
Shaq, no. Well, I've heard. But Shaq's dick could not go past his balls and it would still be twice the size of mine just by the fact that he's 7'2". Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You also supposedly like die a lot sooner the bigger you are.
Yeah, your heart. Well, your heart is pumping blood fucking
but
so far.
Why is it the dick is larger with proportion but your heart isn't? That's what I'm saying.
Your hearts are larger. That's part of the problem.
But wouldn't it be in proportion to the larger body?
I mean, it's just, it is extra work. Even if it's bigger, that makes it harder to maintain because it's the same way with dogs. You know, larger dogs live longer, shorter than smaller dogs because it's just twice as hard to get the blood all the way through the body.
But that's what I don't understand. If you're a larger person and your arteries are larger, I don't see why it would
just
make
because
a big
the
difference.
Heart is bigger doesn't mean it's not. It's not overworked still. It's just a big muscle that's mm-hmm. still having to work very hard. Oh,
that's
you know
fair,
what I you know what
argument,
I saw?
I
did
know.
We talk about me seeing Mini-Me's sex tape?
No.
Holy shit. You want to talk about your soul rotting away.
Oh no, did you lose a lot of pixels with
yes,
that?
Yes, I did because I'm going to be.
Why did he do porn?
He didn't. It was a leaked tape. I was sitting at Bruce's, my friend Bruce, who I refer to here, a bunch of retard comics. I would never call a retard. These are.
You just did.
Yeah, you're right. I would never say the word midget, and you can quote me on that. I was sitting around with a bunch of idiots. Oh, just deal with it. You haven't said any of this stuff. You're clean.
We're still on the same goddamn podcast together. We still just had a bunch of new people following us.
People love how I shoot from the hip.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I tell it like it is. I haven't said anything wrong, though. I've just said a few bad words, but the context of what we've been saying, it hasn't been that rude. Let me just say this.
What?
Watching Vern Troyer, also known as Mini-Me, have sex with a woman felt like I had just saw child porn. It made me want to throw up. He is fully bald, first of all. Mm-hmm. Not a thing of hair on him. He's on top of his woman, thrashing. She's fully grown. His head doesn't go past her fucking belly button. There's no way she could feel a thing. And he's just on there humping her. And my friend, who's a comic named Willie Dynamite, goes, man, this is the most... The best example of bitches ain't shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God.
Because he was like, if you have money, you can get, like, there's no reason Vern Troyer should be getting laid by a full grown woman. There's no reason. She's not in love with him.
How do you know?
It's because he was in Austin Powers. She,
how do you know?
That's because she was some
bullshit statement.
No, she was people such a big tittied LA. I live in this fucking town.
Bullshit,
I've seen
man.
Those fucking people walking up and down Beverly Hills a million times.
Look at non-famous people, man. There's all kinds of odd couples that are put
Vern
together.
Vern Troyer is not a, he's below dwarf. Do you know how big he is? He's like 2 foot something. He's a baby size. He's the size of a baby. He's Brad Williams is probably twice the size he is.
It doesn't change the fact that he's a person, man. Are you kidding me?
If you saw this tape, you'd feel different. It's burned into my mind.
Look, women fall in love with anyone. It depends. They don't think about it like you guys think about it. Women don't think about love the same way you guys do. It's not all superficial. It's not.
There's no way.
Dude, look at a fucking...
How could she suck his dick without feeling like a pedophile?
How big was his dick?
You couldn't see, but there's fucking... It had to be the size of
you don't
a
know that. That
old.
Doesn't... No, that's not true. That's not true. It doesn't work the same way.
You think he's got some fucking hanger? If his dick was 7 inches, it would drag on the ground. There's no way.
You don't know if it is or not. Did the chick come in the porn?
She was moaning, but it was bullshit. It wasn't porn. It was a leaked tape.
How do you know?
Because that's what it is.
No. I mean, how do you know she was faking it?
Trust me.
Yeah.
Most guys are wrong about that. She might as well have been filing her nails.
Oh, she was disinterested?
It was disgusting, man. God damn it. I didn't expect you to take this fucking bullshit angle. it's fucking wrong.
How is it wrong? It's wrong that you fucking watched it. That's what's wrong.
You know how it's wrong? It ain't right. You're right. It is wrong that I watched it. I wish I could unsee it. It's burned in my memory. I can't remember anything, but I sure remember that.
And if that guy wants to fuck somebody, that guy should be able to fuck somebody.
Of course he wants to fuck somebody, but he should be fucking hookers.
Shouldn't have some fucking asshole.
He should have suffered the Chris Farley life where you only fuck hookers.
How do you know she wasn't a fucking hooker?
Because they dated. I Googled the story.
That's how it was so disgusting to you. You had to do research.
No, flip it and reverse it. I read about it and then looked at it.
Oh my God. Why?
Why would you look at that? You don't know what you're about to see. It's you. Well, you got to understand. I'm a little impulsive and I don't think 2 steps ahead all the time. I think, oh my God, fucking Mini-Me's got a sex tape. We got to watch this. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's Mini-Me in a sex tape. Ah!
Oh my God.
You're going to have to grow some balls, all right? Because I fucking...
Just because I don't want to... Just because I think a person is capable of... Because they're 2.5 feet tall, that they're capable of somebody being in love with them? Why does that make... Doesn't mean I don't have balls. Just because I don't want to watch his leaked sex tape? Because I don't watch anybody's leaked sex tape.
You shouldn't watch it. That's not what I meant. Don't watch it.
Or I'm not calling it, like, repulsive or fucking pedophilia.
It's a thrashing baby on top of this full-grown woman.
Oh, my God. Stop. Not. He's a grown person.
I'm so tempted to pull it up and then see how you feel. It's so
fine. Do
it's
it.
Fine and easy.
Fine. Pull it up.
It's totally fine and easy to sit here when you haven't seen it.
I'll see
to
it.
Be so goddamn.
Let's watch it. We're gonna pause this. I'm gonna watch it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm gonna see it.
All right. We just paused the recording so that I could show Carmen Vern Troyer's leaked sex tape.
I don't know why you'd watch that.
It's not like I watched it. I looked at it for a second and almost threw up.
It is uncomfortable to watch.
The only reason I'm upset about it is because I'm pretty sure they're not married.
Shut up.
That's the only reason.
Bring your Catholic bullshit into this.
There's nothing wrong. There's
you've
nothing wrong with adults having
900 times.
Oh, look at
calling
you.
People.
You've said that
consenting.
I've said midget 900 times, 900 times. So now you've said midget 900 times. But also, I think that there's nothing wrong with two consensual adults having sex as long as they're married.
It's not true.
I don't know why you don't believe me.
Because I've known you long enough.
I've been married 57 times. I've been married 57 times. Oh! Listen, I just think that we've taken a really progressive angle.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we've determined that Hollywood, TMZ for leaking that tape, A&E for filming that wedding, they're the bad guys. We're just asking questions.
For sure. I don't get it.
We've said, more than any of those bad words that you're getting uncomfortable about, we've said, I don't know. Many times. We're not making statements here. We're not being declarative.
It's true.
We're shining flashlights in the corners. People are scared to look at me. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you that. We're flipping all the rocks. You know what I mean? We're trying to find the grubs.
I'd be interested if anybody has any answers to this stuff.
I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know any of the answers. Even though I'm shining the light in the corner, I'd like to stay in the dark.
Then why are you looking?
I'm just talking.
What else don't you like?
I don't like how you've lost your edge. I've never seen you this uncomfortable before, and I feel like we've had some really rough conversations. And also, we haven't even gotten to, on the list, we had the way people talk about rape on the internet.
Oh, I see. I'm way more comfortable with that. That's more my wheelhouse. I've been there, done that. Let's talk about it. That's why.
Yeah. You raped somebody and talked about it on the internet?
Raped, been raped. It's all the same, really. One's on one side, one's on the other. What I'm saying is sometimes...
I can't wait for the blurb about this episode. In this episode, we talk about a lot of stuff.
You're going to have to... You're going to have to write it. I can't write it.
In this episode, we talk about...
Gotta listen to find out and more.
This episode will be up until we get a Patreon going, and then we'll immediately take it off and put it onto the Patreon. This is a pay for. This is after hours.
No, sir, I don't like it after hours.
I'll tell you what, man.
That's actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. So here's what we were talking about in the car over here, the car ride over here, is that I feel like I have no country.
There's also a difference because you have a phobia. I feel like that's where like a lot of the, is that why you watched that video?
I think I'm getting pretty close to over that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, man, watching your boy crush on stage so hard kind of helped me become a better person by watching him be so fucking funny.
Oh, cool.
That's the best way I can say that. He's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Williams. But rape.
Back to rape. Back to something I can
butt
be comfortable with.
Butt rape. Butt rape.
That should be a title.
Okay,
back to
here's
something
I'm
way
here.
More comfortable talking
yeah, yeah.
about.
Yeah, let me just set it up and you can have at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel right now... because of how extreme things have got, I don't have any country whenever I hear people discussing individual sexual assault stuff, like calling people out on the internet, because on one hand, I cannot stand the men's right activists' red pill bullshit. I feel like I have certain friends who immediately are skeptical, and in their mind almost...
Not even just skeptical, but cynical.
Very you know, cynical. Mm-hmm. And they just feel like it's like, oh, has nobody ever been raped in your mind? Is it all wrong? It's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that pisses me off.
Yeah, because then it's almost to the degree of like crisis actors where you're like, oh, are these people pretending?
Yeah. They didn't just survive a fucking devastating life-altering tragedy. They're just pretending. Yeah, no. So I can't stand that men's right activist fucking red pill 4chan disgusting attitude. Mm-hmm. There's nothing grosser to me than a guy who thinks men are being persecuted. But on the flip side, mm-hmm. I cannot stand the believe all women bullshit because where it's just like every woman is telling the truth. And it's like, have you met women? And they're human. Have you met humans? Humans yeah. are liars. People do lie. Mm-hmm. And so like both sides jump to these conclusions. And it's huge, a very, very yeah. sensitive issue that can ruin people's lives. If it really happened, then it can change people's lives. And it's a devastating thing to have to try to get through. If it didn't happen, then the person who is being accused of it can have their life ruined. Mm-hmm. And there's no nuance. I just watch people just fucking crucify people on the internet, and it makes me want to defend them. And then I talk to male friends about it, certain male friends, and they're like, yeah, those fucking bitches are always lying. And it's like, goddamn. So here I am in the middle, mm-hmm. fucking all alone, not knowing what the hell to think of any of this.
I feel this is like something that you and I are very much in the same boat with, because I'm also a woman. And I also know
that's right.
I also know a woman who's smashed a coffee cup in her own face to get her husband to go to jail, and like has cheated on people, a serial cheater, and then accused them of something, and they get it like.
I know a girl like that too.
Mm-hmm. And then have a chick like like discreetly take a condom off
you
of a guy.
Bitch! Yeah. Sorry,
but
discreetly taking a condom off a guy?
Off a guy, and then like
got pregnant?
And like was trying to get his cum. Like it was just like she was just
was
didn't want to. She was
she was white.
She was white. She was crazy.
Luckily
though.
We don't get nearly as pregnant as you guys. So the odds are better. Yeah.
So it's like
you yawn on
it's
a
weird
Cuban,
seeing will you shut up?
Oh fuck, that's twins. Fertile people.
We just shared a milkshake. I don't know what happened. But it's like this weird seeing all behind all of it, and it's just like I want progress, but at the same time this feels dirty, you know? And I can only imagine how like a ton of good guys that have like seen guys do really shady shit where it's like, but they end up benefiting from it, where it's like, fuck, I don't like you're in this really weird moral
right
like dilemma almost, because they're like, well, if for example, like one of the instances, if you're a side bitch to someone, mm-hmm. and you fuck somebody a bunch, and then they're you don't feel like having sex with them, and then they're like, hey, can I just finish like jerking off in front
for,
of you?
For Colonel John, a side bitch is a woman.
Man knows. He was a colonel in the goddamn Air Force.
No, he knows what that activity is about, but he might not know the terminology. And okay. There's other people. I was using Colonel John as a catch-all for our older listeners. A side bitch is the woman you're cheating on your primary person with. There's a primary partner and a side hoe. Just, I'm a walking urban dictionary.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. So
for clarifying.
You can't be a side bitch and expect rights.
Well, it's
in
also
the relationship.
In that.
I'm pretty sure I just quoted Patrice O'Neill, but I'm not entirely sure.
It's not even. Well, that's the difference. Of course, you deserve rights, but you don't deserve.
I'm talking about relationship rights,
mm-hmm.
like
which is very different.
You deserve to be treated like a human being.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But you can't expect like you. Okay, the person get. I here's what I hate is that as soon as the person gets caught or gets in trouble, then the woman who's cheating on the guy. It's just like, he's such a fucking dirtbag. Half the time, I didn't even want to fuck him, blah, blah. Just throwing him under the bridge, which he did make a mistake, but you fucking knew. I don't want to go into this. This is too specific.
Well, it's just like the range of things.
I'm trying to keep it vague.
We should. The range of things that have happened where you have something horrible, for example, like Harvey Weinstein, we're talking about actual rape, something like Louis C.K., where you're putting somebody in a very fucked up, uncomfortable position, using your power to come in front of somebody.
He made them do handstands while he did it. They were super uncomfortable. Awful position to be in.
To like an Aziz story where somebody took you out on a date, didn't get you the wine you wanted, ate you out for 30 minutes, and then you say it was the worst night of your life. Like, there's a huge range of things that are happening where it's very difficult to just make these blanket statements where it's like, believe all women and stuff like that. Well, of course we want to believe you, but some of the things seems like a more of a personal issue as opposed to a like all women issue.
If you did a Mad Lib and came up with a sentence of believe all fill in the blank, I would be skeptical of whatever you came up with.
Well, any human, because all humans lie. There is no human that doesn't lie. Maybe even people with mental illnesses or people who are mentally challenged, any of those things, still capable of lying.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's for you to make an absolute statement about people who aren't absolute, it's just flawed logic, and you're going to have opposition no matter what.
Right.
You know, and it's also if you know somebody has a partner already, and you're already morally compromised to still fuck that person, I mean, then it also puts you in a shitty position to take a moral high ground.
Right.
You know? So it's strange. And again, that's not saying that you should be raped or that you should be sexually assaulted in any way, shape, or form. I'm definitely not saying that. But what I'm saying is if you're engaging in sexual activity with somebody consensually, and then afterwards you regret it, going back and then saying that it's not consensual seems really fucked up. You know, it's just the mm-hmm. same thing. Like for the definition of rape in California, if you get blackout drunk and I get blackout drunk and we fuck, if I say you raped me, that still qualifies as rape. Or if you say that, it still qualifies as rape. And to me, like I know too many drunk bitches that got drunk and fucked somebody, and the next day, like, oh, I shouldn't have did that. Right. But that doesn't mean that it was rape, especially if both of you are fucked up. If you have a sober person preying on people who are drunk, that's one thing. But if you both got hammered and fucked, like you and I have both had sex with people the next day, we totally regretted.
Yeah, I regret every single person I've ever slept with. Every single one.
Except two. There you go. So 56.
So you hear that, everybody? I've slept with more than two people.
Well, you said 57. So 55. That's 55 rape cases. Keep score.
Yeah, I've been raped by 55 different people. Some of them hundreds of times. Here's another thing that bothers me about this, though. What I wanted to talk about is when people hear stories about somebody else. So say you came to me as a friend and a confidant, and you had a horrible date with somebody that may or may not have crossed the line into assault. Mm-hmm. And you tell me about this, and I know the other person. Let's just say it's all comics.
Sure.
The person you slept with is a comic. You're a comic. I'm a comic. And you just like want to vent. You're like, I had this horrible fucking date. I didn't really want to do it. He's real pushy.
Being kind of a dick. Yeah. It made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
And then I go straight to the internet with, I just found out another comic is a rapist, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you didn't ask permission from this person to share their
night.
Well,
that's the other thing too, is like with all of this, like, call out, like all of us calling out, there isn't very much consideration.
There's a lot of speaking on behalf of the person who went through the horrible thing, and it's like, this person doesn't want to see 11 notifications on their phone of people talking about this thing that they haven't even figured out how they feel about it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I just see that kind of shit going on too, and it's just like, you think you're being respectful to this lady by it's like, it's the same thing when the guy when something bad happens to their girlfriend and their initial reaction is to go beat the shit out of the person who did something to their girl, mm-hmm. without asking the girl if that's what she wants, because it might bring her into a whole nother world of shit if you do that. It's like this bravado way of acting.
Yeah.
But it's not just men, it's women who do it
too.
It's
actually like very Sopranos, like where we talked about it in a previous episode. I had never seen it. I started watching it. I've been binge watched the first two seasons. And it's the same thing with the coach, where the coach was having sex with an underage girl, mm-hmm. and they wanted to kill him. And then they were like, that's going to make you feel better. Uh-huh. You're not taking consideration of the fucking girl.
And that's
who the thing is happening to.
That's the main complaint I have with the way people discuss this shit on the internet is that it...
Well, first of all, it's not discussing. There's a lot of blanket statements happening. There's a lot of people just saying this, calling people rapists based on very vague stories and very like...
And if they are or they aren't, did you fucking talk to the person who went through this first?
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's got to be the number one, it's the most common sense, the number one priority is to make sure the person who got the fucking bullshit to deal with for the rest of their life has a say in how they fucking have to hear about it.
That was like, there was one, and that was kind of the beginning of a lot of this, is there was a female comic named Beth Stelling who had posted online about how she was in an abusive relationship and showed pictures of all of her stuff, and she put that out there. And that's, I shared it and I was like, sure, this is fucked up. And of course, and you spread word like that because she was in a position where she was comfortable and she wanted to call this person out for being abusive.
I'm pretty sure that guy's like an alt-right darling now. He's like a men's right activist.
Of course he is.
I'm pretty sure.
Of course he is.
I'm 90% sure. But I don't want to even say his fucking name.
That's where a lot of these fucking horrible people go to hide from all of this.
Because they're like, you're being persecuted because... they're fucking nerds who don't know how to get laid and they think women are mean, but it's really because they walk up to them and they're like, hey, you fuck, huh? And they're like, and nobody fucks them and they're like, all women are bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well, maybe learn how to say, how are you?
Yeah.
My name is.
Learn how to communicate instead of just assuming that they want what you are mad at yourself that you're not, which is this idea of this alpha male, because that's what a lot of this is. Mm-hmm. This is it's a lot of beta male bullshit where they're just pretending to be alpha males when they end up just being cunts.
Yeah.
And then they're mad that women aren't responding to that because we're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's not how you talk to a person.
And also,
let alone a woman.
They also always describe this shit as like, well, you're expecting me to behave beyond what I've fucking could feasibly evolved to being. And it's like, well, why are you so goddamn resistant to evolving?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? That's just lazy.
Right.
It's like, okay, now you know. Now what's your excuse? Now you know that you can't treat people like this. But I don't know. That's a whole nother tangent, is the whole men's right activist crowd, because I have certain reactions to things that fit in both camps. You know what I mean? Because I'm in the middle. So like when I read people just fucking blatantly calling people out, I have mixed feelings about it.
Well, as you should, because again, you're a human person who understands humans and doesn't think that we're all one side robots where we're all, you know, we're none of us are incapable of lying or none of us are incapable of being monsters. The fact that you know that both of those things exist, having these blanket statements is illogical. That's really what it is. Without logic, there isn't going to be any linear thought or any kind of progress at all. It's just going to be a lot of emotional yelling from both sides. Without logic, we have no formula. We have no progress. Right. We have no solution. You know, it's a very like, can you believe this problem has happened? This problem is happening. This is a problem. This problem is happening. We're not doing anything about it, though. We're just going to keep saying that this is a problem and keep like pointing at, you're a problem. You're a problem. You're a problem. Well, how do we fix the problem? Well, we're just going to keep telling all these problems that they're problems. Well, that's not really going to do anything.
Right. And I think there are a lot of people who are doing really good work and trying to fucking advance humanity.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think those people get a lot of attention because it's not polarized.
Right. It's of course not, because
I, in the middle of that sentence, I was desperately trying to think of an example.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, name a group who's doing some great work.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think of one.
Yeah.
But I could think of a million groups that are doing awful, really harmful work.
Because those groups are the loudest, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the groups screaming, and, you know,
that's what gets the views.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't censor me on this podcast. You let me go out. That's what gets the listens. You got to be on the extremes, even if it's not sincere. Play the fringes.
No, we don't. That's what makes our podcast great, is it doesn't, because there's a lot of people in the middle who are fucking logical human beings who don't want women to be raped, but who also understand that there are some cases that are bullshit.
Right.
And what sucks is, like, you know, a fucking men's right activist could cut that snippet of what I just said and make me out to be a fucking anti-woman person.
Well, that's what Kyle Kinane was saying when he was on our podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was just like, you guys really could edit this podcast down and be like an alt-right's wet dream. We always just shout like sarcastic fucking awful sentences out.
Yeah.
But that wasn't one of them. But
but it's just, you know, it's super frustrating and hard to navigate because... Well, that's the other thing too, is I feel like a lot of this is happening so much in comedy because, I mean, shit like this happens in every other facet, every other workplace, every other, you don't see like the, you know, the pipe fitters union fucking talking about.
That's a fantastic fucking, why did you pick pipe
fitters? I don't know, but some pipe fitters union that's like, all these fucking PVC pipe holding motherfuckers are sexually assaulting me. Like, it's happening so much here. Or it's so loud here. I feel like a lot of times, I'm not going to lie, some of this behavior is attention seeking.
Oh, really? The people who are trying for a living to have thousands of people adore their opinions might be after attention?
Yeah, I think it might be that. Yeah, I know. I know it's hard to believe. But again, that's also something that's super controversial and provocative for me to say, because that's also, oh, now women are like, it's.
But I mean, you could apply that over any scandal. I mean, people create all kinds of scandals, not just of the sexual assault brand. Mm-hmm. I do a light version of that. Whenever I promote my show Adrenaline, I just make up lies about who's been on the show before. I'm like, Chris Rock's done this, Dave Chappelle's done this, LA Weekly named this the best stand-up show in Los Angeles. Like, I'm lying for attention so that I can sell tickets and keep the show going.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the fact that that wouldn't travel into some nefarious fucking places is
right.
It's not surprising to me. I don't know, but something's got to change. And I think Donald Trump is the one to get it done.
What? Stop it. What do you mean?
I think we need to build the wall.
Around Indiana?
Why Indiana?
I think you've just said that before.
No. I don't think I have issues with Indiana.
Where? No, maybe it wasn't you. Who is the... build a what wall? You want the wall to get built?
I want a Mexican wall. I think Donald Trump... I think everything will settle. I think he's such a calming presence in this country. I think that if we just listen to him, he's so reasonable and rational. I think that if we just heard him out, we would just all calm down. Because, you know, he's a really reasonable man, very level. That's a very steady emotional.
This is a really sweet transition from rape
into a rapist president.
Yeah. Let's leave it on a light note.
I don't think it ever got too heavy.
I don't know. I mean, it's rape and we talked about rape. It's pretty heavy.
Oh shit. We did, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
Well, we're fucking adults and that's something that happens in the real world. We should be able to talk about it without it being... That's what I do. Okay, I hate this.
Uh-oh, here we go. There's that fire. What happened, Ryan?
I hate that subjects are... That's too heavy. Like, if you're not fucking...
I just mean because this is a fucking comedy podcast.
Yeah, and we've made jokes the whole time, but you just sent me into a tangent.
Let's do it.
If your body's cranking out hormones, you're pubescent, you're fucking 15, things are too heavy for you. You're just not emotionally stable. But I'm so sick of adults who can't handle... There's barely anything I can't talk about with people because I'm fucking old. Like, You know what I mean? The fact that we it's a real thing that we should end this on a lighter note, or that the fact that this podcast will turn people off because of the subject, because everybody's fucking hiding in their fucking Candy Crush. Everybody is just looking for distractions with Netflix, with Hulu, with
opioids.
Fucking Candy Crush, with opioid. Nobody can fucking handle reality. And reality in America is not that bad for most people if you're not getting a fucking police bullet in the back of your skull or whatever. But like, I just feel like, there are so many subjects that like I want to talk about on stage, but I know that everybody's like, well, you know, this is their Saturday night. They worked all week. They just want to laugh about shoelaces and shit.
Well, yeah, because we're supposed to be the heroine too.
But it's like, why does a heavy subject ruin your night? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
It doesn't always.
And it's not like I'm some fucking tragedy-free human being. I've experienced some tragedies in my life. Not a lot of people have experienced more. But like, I can fucking go watch a cancer bit and not freak out. Or watch it. I just... People are so goddamn fragile. Anyway, I gotta go.
What's funny is you said that and you were so fragile about heavy subject matter that you got on this fucking rant. That was really funny.
You were so offended by the fact that people think things are heavy. Yeah, you should be really fragile about a heavy subject matter.
You're right. I'm not wrong, but you're right.
You're not wrong. I totally get it.
But I'm right.
But I am. I'm right.
This is the name of our last episode.
Speaking of which, we last week we did a thing where we had...
You were going to pay somebody $1 to say what was...
I think I'm going to bump it up to $5. Why not? You know, these people...
Wait, okay, so we were going to pay... You were going to Venmo somebody $1 to tell us the funniest thing that somebody is spending an hour or more in line for.
We're going to read the replies we got. One of them was from one of our favorites, Matthew Maloney. Said he waited in line for over an hour at an Old Navy on Black Friday because the first five people in line to spend $50 would get a free copy of Lego Rock Band for Xbox 3. He was 38th in line and he got nothing, not even close.
He was also 38 at the time.
A 38-year-old man trying to buy a Lego Rock Band is pretty, that's pretty funny.
I don't know if you, did you say saddest or funniest?
Casey Conley said beer.
An hour in line for beer? What's wrong with that?
Pliny the Younger from Russian River Brewing Company. It was good, but not like that good.
I have one right here from JV Torres. Uh-huh. Says the Jay-Z album Kingdom Come. It was the only doorbuster CD on Black Friday. Nobody else wanted, so there was plenty of copies, and I didn't want to feel like I waited in line all night over nothing. Really? Jay-Z Kingdom Come? Nobody wanted it? I don't remember that one. I'm not going to lie. The last Jay-Z album I spent a lot of time with was The Blueprint, which came out on September 11th, 2001. Biggest thing that happened that day.
Man, that had to hurt sales.
I don't think it did.
No.
People needed music at the time.
Ben Backrack White said he waited in line for 75 minutes for a 2-ounce taste of beer at a beer fest. A friend swore this beer was one of the best in the world and was worth the wait, and he was very wrong. It was terrible. Another time he waited an hour to meet Corey Haim, but that was actually pretty cool.
I think we've had a winner.
We got a couple more. Hold on. Marcus Crespo said the dumbest thing he ever waited for was free condoms at a nightclub in Jacksonville.
If you did wait, your life might be a lot dumber.
He got two of them. One of them was open already. And the other one was lambskin condom. And he said at the time he wasn't even getting laid.
Oh. We have competition.
Adam Murray said he waited in line from 7 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. to win free burritos for a year. But he said he regrets
That's not
nothing.
Dumb at all.
I know that wasn't dumb.
That's
at all.
Just a good idea, Adam.
And then we have Dave Yates that says the dumbest thing he ever waited in a long line for was to get his college diploma.
I know that motherfucker liked Fish, so he's waiting for dumber shit. Like one Fish song to be over. Man, I gotta say, is that all of them?
Yeah, that's all
I'd say it's down to lambskin condom not getting laid. Or
the Corey Haim.
Yeah, Corey Haim. Is Corey Haim the one who got raped by Michael Jackson and now dresses like him? Is that him? Or is that Corey Feldman? That's Corey Feldman. Oh, yeah, yeah. Corey Feldman's a little funnier. Corey Haim is dead, which is super funny, but Corey Feldman would be better. That's the better Corey to be because he's an insane person. He dresses like that'd be like if I fucking wore army clothes all the time.
So do you think gets the money?
I got to give it to...
Drum roll.
Lambskin condom.
Marcus Crespo, you are the winner of $5.
$5?
Five, yeah, I'm bumping it up to $5.
Wow.
$5 and it's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening.
If you are offended, my email is comediancarmenmorales@gmail.com.
That's all not right. Even my email address.
Yeah, that was the point there.
Oh, thanks.
Gotta good go. Call.
Guys, write us if you want to. Email us, nosiridonlikeitpodcast@gmail.com. Please follow us on Twitter if you don't. We're going to be doing more shit like this where we engage with you. At No Sir Pod on all the assorted social media. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you. Bye.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? I'm like a stupid one.
No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.